More than 60% of residents in Mecklenburg County are overweight, according to the county's Food Policy Council, a main reason the council cites for the obesity, which often leads to health problems like diabetes and high blood pressure, is that many neighborhoods have no grocery stores. That's a problem in the Beatty's Ford Road corridor in West Charlotte. Health department officials say it's a food desert and are trying to fix it, partly through an expanded farmers market that opened this month. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn visited the market and filed this report.
It's Tuesday, and that means the Rosa Parks Farmers Market is open. It's not new, but it is larger than it used to be and in a different location. It was at the Beatty's Ford Road Health Department. John Levin, a health department manager who oversees the market, says they moved it next door to Johnson C. Smith University to make it more accessible.
People who come to our market can also ride their bike here, walk here, and there's also plenty of parking. It's also closer to a more dense population, so it's more convenient.
The market is bustling with farmers displaying an array of fruits and vegetables on tables under a large tent, something the former location did not have. Reese Gamble traveled from Lynchburg, South Carolina, to sell fruits and vegetables from his family's farm.
The produce I brought today was some onions, blueberries, red potatoes, squash, corn, and cabbage. The red potatoes are 75 cents a pound. The quart-sized containers of blueberries.
Across from him, JCSU students Jania Rodriguez and Mayra Perilla sell organic vegetables grown at the school.
Last week we sold out of kale, we sold out of the basil, we sold out of our lettuce, we sold out of our slicing cucumber and the squash.
This location's better because it gets more of a view. It's just much easier for people to like say, oh, like there's something going on. Let me stop.
Move under the big tent here for me. I really appreciate that.
Sitting on a wooden park bench in the middle of the tent, Maddie Marshall says she drove 9 miles to get here and is pleased with the expansion and diverse turnout.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm just going to take my time and get some nice vegetables and stuff.
Sitting next to Marshall is former Superior Court Judge Shirley Fulton. She lives just down the street.
It's a big step for people to have an opportunity for fresh food, and that's something they've been asking for.
What's the shortage like in terms of fruits and vegetables in this area?
There aren't any. Grocery store is way down the road, but there's not one in the immediate vicinity.
In addition to offering healthy food choices, the upgraded market has flowers, baked goods, and local honey. It also has a small area for children to play under the tent. There are also demonstrations on things like CPR training and weekly healthy cooking classes. That's where market chef Njate Kabui comes in.
I'm cooking black beans with a plantain and eggplant, with our brown organic basmati rice, chicken baked, deboned, and then sautéed with onions and fresh herbs from my garden.
Kabui is doing a larger meal today because it's Juneteenth, a celebration of the day enslaved Africans in Texas learned they were free, more than 2 years after the rest of the country. A crowd gathered under a separate tent, including District Judge Alicia Brooks. She thinks the market will make a difference in this predominantly African-American community.
I think it's a huge deal. It offers a lot of healthy options. It teaches our community about taking care of our own health, that we can produce things in our own community that are healthy, that not only enrich our bodies, but also enrich our spirit.
For now, 6 farmers are here. Health department officials expect that number to increase as more fruits and vegetables ripen. They hope to expand the market's reach so residents here will have healthier food options. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.